Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community. Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.
Blessed. I'm John Hollis, host of the show, and this is live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9:30. The goal is to start the day with some inspiration and hanging out and being blessed and paying that forward and sharing it with others, so that way we can start a day on a good footing. And, of course, we do interviews with this show, health and wellness information, to guest stories of experience, strength, and hope. The show is part of the Rockers in Recovery Radio Network. You can go to rockersinrecovery.com. There's lots of information there. You can click on the About tabs and the Partners tabs. The sponsor for today's show is Sober Map App. It's an app you can download to your phone at the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. And Sober Map helps you to be able to find, just like Yelp, local 12-step meetings and other recovery-related information. So you can check that out at the Sober Map, at the App Store, and the Google Play Store. Please download it. Check it out. Maybe a tool in your toolbox. And Waking Up Blessed is a way to be able to share our information of hope. And today we have a guest coming on, Brian Garcia, out of Minnesota, and he's going to talk to us about how recovery happens in Minnesota and how he does it one day at a time. And, of course, the thought for today is, in the end, people appreciate frankness more than flattery. You know, I'd rather have somebody call me up and tell me exactly what they think instead of, telling me how wonderful I am. You know, in the end, the flattery, it's all by God's grace that I'm sitting here today. All glory goes to God. When somebody, especially in my circle of friends, tells me exactly what they think, it helps me to grow. It helps me to understand that, I have a long way to go, and it's a day at a time, and I have to, repair things, for myself. And to get better each day, to strive to get better each day and to seek God in all I do. And that's what I was taught, in the step work that I did. One way to evaluate our self perception is to note our responsibilities when others praise us. If we discuss complaints, this probably means that we suffer from poor self-esteem. If we gloat in praise we receive, we probably have an inflated image. The healthy response to praise is to receive it graciously and balance it with humble awareness of our weakness. And that is something that I have to look at, and that came out of 27:21 Proverbs and a reading that I did this morning. And of course, the thought for today was Proverbs 28:23. I started this new study group. I was in a position where I felt like I was really stagnant and spiritually, and I wanted to do something different than I would normally do, which was always, for me, and it still is, picking up the big book and going through the big book and reading a chapter and doing that. But, on top of that, and then my morning meditation books and all of that. this thing struck me, and it's Stephen K. Scott and The Richest Man Who Ever Lived. It's King Solomon's Secrets to Success for, you know, personal success in getting better. And it is a book that is a great book, and I would suggest that you might want to pick it up and read it along with our other spiritual tools that we have. And one of the things that he talks about in that is diligent. You know, I was diligent in every, I was diligent about getting up and going to work. I was diligent about getting on the phone and helping others. And I was diligent, about my work life. But how diligent was I really being with my spiritual life? And I just had to look at it and say I wasn't. And, you know, what was I going to do? So for the next year, I made a commitment to this show. And I made a commitment to working in Proverbs every month along with my other stuff that I do. And, you know, something I believe today that if I don't do things like that to better myself, then I'll just get stagnant and, relapse can happen to anybody. So I want to be moving forward, not backward. We got a great event coming up here real quick. It's the 88th Lieberg Retreat. It's Came to Believe. It's a spiritual awakening retreat. It's May 18th through the 20th, 2018. Friday evening of that event, you have through Sunday afternoon, it's like a life enhancement center there in Leesburg. You can experience the 12 steps as they, as the AA founders practiced them and taught in one afternoon. There's workshops for retreat people. There's great food. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on. I got some great featured speakers. But again, this is at the 88th Lieberg Retreat, and it's Came to Believe Spiritual Awakening Retreat, May 18th through the 20th, 2018. And also today I'm going to also ask you guys to lift up our family in prayer. We have, of course, Lori going for a biopsy on the 6th, and we just ask you to keep us in your prayers, keep Lori in your prayers. And that's the wrap-up for today. Much love to everybody, but we are going to have Brian on here momentarily. But the song we started with, and I don't know if you guys caught it or not, it's kind of a cool song. It's Can't Find My Way Home. And I remember I was around a year sober. And I went and seen Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood at Madison Square Garden. And they played this song. They did this song live. It was amazing. And I thought to myself, you know, like music means something different for me today. That music that I used to listen to, that I used to get high with, is now something entirely different. And that song for me was, you know, for many, many years, I couldn't find my way home. And that degradation and all of those things that were happening to me, that I had put myself in harm's way and all of that, and I couldn't find my way home. So it was a real spiritual awakening as far as the song was concerned for me. Music does that for me. I don't know if it does it for you, but it definitely does it for me. And it has a totally different meaning today for me. So at the end of the show, we're going to highlight Can't Find My Way Home, of course, by performed at the show I was at. I found it online, and it's going to be, of course, Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood performing Can't Find My Way Home from Madison Square Garden in 2007. So we're looking forward to that. It's kind of a cool thing. And what we're going to do now is go to the phone here momentarily and talk about Brian. Brian is a gentleman that I met in Tallahassee when I first moved up here and started going to some 12-step meetings and other things that I was doing. And I met him, and a very gracious young man, and he was going to the university here in Tallahassee. And Brian is a music major, and he does a lot of other things, and we really hit it off, and he's just a nice kid all the way around, wants to help lots of people and wants to be involved in helping others, and that's a cool thing when you get right down to it. You watch the feet of people, not so much their you know what they're talking about. It is a good thing to see the young people come into the rooms and to make a difference in other people's lives. And Brian's definitely doing that. I mean, he's got a great message and a message of love and compassion for others. And most importantly, he's working it diligently. He moved back to his home state recently of Minnesota, I think. But we'll find out more about that. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man. Hey, listen, you've been back to Minnesota. You had a lot of things that started to happen in your life. And if you don't have some kind of a spiritual foundation and some recovery behind you, that kind of can get crazy. What is it like for you to wake up blessed?
Well, so I'm not originally from Minnesota, but I came up here for work because my degree was in music and theater and all that stuff. For me waking up blessed, it all breaks down to this, this one promise that shows up in working with others. And it's that if you walk hand in hand with your creator, you'll presently walk in a new and wonderful world, regardless of the circumstance. You know, for me, I always forget that I'm supposed to be okay regardless of the circumstance. You know, I try to put my will onto, I need this job, I need this relationship, I need, you know, the next big thing to be happening. And I'll completely forget, you know, that I can be okay just being okay. And that's where, you know, if I'm waking up blessed, you know, it always breaks down for me that I'm waking up, and regardless of what's happening, you know, life happens, bad things can happen, unfortunate, you know, sad things can happen. And if I'm really aligning my will, if I'm really, really living it, you know, if I'm following the dictates of a higher power, then from all of that worst stuff, you know, the worst stuff that really saved my life, I can still, and continues to do so, I can find direction, and I can find joy, and I can find freedom, you know. So that's really what it normally breaks down for me today.
Do you find that through your arts, through your music, through the arts that you're involved with, do you find that you can really utilize your recovery and enhance your recovery using those tools too?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's one of those things, you know, like art has really, like my arts have gotten so much more honest now that I can be honest with myself. You know, I was, I always kind of regard myself as a very, very good actor in my life and in my profession as well. So like, I wasn't honest with anybody on a day to day, you know, so all of my emotions in my regular life were very superficial. And the boil over was that in my professional life, they were still very superficial. You know, so now that I'm able to actually, you know, that I'm actually able to care to one extent or another, you know, I can actually have real emotion behind something other than just, you know, what I want and, you know, myself and my immediate satisfaction. You know, it's improved my art greatly. And by continuing to explore that, I've been able to improve my recovery leaps and bounds. And the coolest thing since moving out to Minnesota has been that, you know, Minneapolis has a huge theater and art scene, and I've began to meet, you know, other artists, and we began to no collaborations have happened yet, but we're in the talks of doing you know, wanting to create performance art based off of kind of realistic firsthand depictions of, you know, the struggles within it, before, within, and going through, you know, in recovery. You know, all of us have stories to tell, both of the hopeful, the hilarious, the tragic, and it all starts with this idea of honesty. You know, if you can actually, you know, if you begin to understand who you are, that's where this access to that comes from.
Do you find that with that, you're supporting, you know, the arts and all of that, but your collaborations, and that's kind of cool that you picked up, you went there, you had faith, and I remember when you were making the move and all of that, and you had total blind faith. You went up there and you did what you needed to do. When you went through that process, did you find that when you first got there, it was tough putting your hand up and saying, "Hey, listen, I'm new in the area"? Was it tough to get reconnected? Because I know when I moved to Tallahassee, I had that problem.
Yeah. It actually, I moved up here thinking I was like, you know, I was going to go in and I was going to suddenly have the same recovery that I had for the, you know, last couple of years living in the small college town that Tallahassee is. And, it took me like a solid 2 weeks to even get to a meeting, which, you know, it was one of those things. I finally got so sick and tired of being so sick and tired. This is, you know, in recovery, and this is staying sober, you know, that I, you know, it took me 2 weeks just bulking for that long, you know, innocently enough, you know, oh, well, I'm tired, and oh, I'm starting a job, and oh, I've got to get this in line, I've got to get that in line. And then I got so crazy that I finally got to a meeting. And then it took about another week for me to actually call somebody and meet some people, as opposed to just be somebody in the background hanging out on the periphery, justifying trying to be as faceless as possible. Took about another week, and then I did a pretty decent amount of like making friends kind of quick, but other fallings, like, it took me a solid 3 months to find a new sponsor out here. It took me I did my first kind of, you know, like I have a position, position in a meeting, a service position, a commitment in a meeting, but I, because of work, I haven't been able to get to that meeting for the past 2 weeks. I've had to get somebody to cover it. So there've been definitely like, you know, some stumbling grounds, but, and a lot of growing pains, but you know, it's definitely been one of those. The first move has been interesting, you know, this move out to Minnesota, because it was like taking an Etch-a-Sketch on what my life was so far, you know, and just kind of shaking it, and now I'm having to rebuild, you know. And this is, like I said, it's been crazy, because new people, new ideas on recovery, Minnesota has this huge inpatient rehab scene out here, so you get a lot of people who have like 20 years, and then you get a lot of, like, you know, this constant influx of people who have like 10 days, 2 months, 8 months, you know. So that's been really interesting, the spread and the amount of people out here. You know, each meeting is huge, so it's very easy to disappear if you aren't proactive to not.
You know, that's very true in anywhere, to, you know, especially South Florida, you know, when you're in meetings in South Florida, the spread can be anywhere from, you know, 2 days to 40 years. So you're very, I think it's that way, and especially in, you know, areas that have high rate of treatment, you know, where there's a lot of treatment centers and are providing that treatment in the area. You know, one of the things that we do here as a thought for today, and today's thought for today was, in the end, people appreciate frankness more than flattery. You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah. So, okay. Like, this reminds me of some sponsees that I've had, you know, where I used to think like I was kind of there as like an emotional cheerleader. I needed to, yeah, you know, somehow I was going to be the thing that saved them. I was going to keep them sober. And I loved them so much. So I just wanted them to be okay. And, you know, the amount of co-signing the crazy that I did was startling. And, you know, so that'd be like the flattery. And, you know, needless to say, you know, some of those guys stayed sober, but not working with me, you know. But when working with another person and I was just able to be objective and straightforward, and, you know, I didn't have to hide from any of the the things that are going on. I just, if I could be honest, I could actually be of service. And that actually shows up a lot in my day-to-day life. You know, I can, I've been better. I've had several, my current boss now, I'm working on another like staff music job that I'm working on getting. And I can be straight faced, honest about, you know, if they ask me anything, I can be honest. I don't have to just be, I don't have to be, you know, mean about, you know, like I don't have to be curt or anything, but I can be honest about something, and it makes basically all of life better. And it's actually made me more approachable. I'm a more efficient employee. I'm a more efficient artist. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to be a jerk about things, but I can be, you know, if I have a, like, say if somebody's asking me to give an honest opinion of art, you know, some given performance piece or a painting or a poem or something, I can give my honest opinion of it, knowing full well it's an opinion. If it was asked for, I can give it, but I don't have to be, you know, but I don't have to be worried about how I can, you know, about only bolstering someone's ego, only flattering them.
Beautiful,
you know,
stuff,
straightforward,
man.
Straightforward and honest is really my way to go.
I love it, man. Hey, listen, you were, a very big help for me and for my family when we first got here to Tallahassee. I want to thank you for the way that you opened up and made us feel welcome, and most importantly, helped us to connect up here and in a lot of ways. And, you know, we just want to thank you. And you're a person that walks the walk, you know what I mean? And I know that.
Thanks,
and I've seen it in your walk. And you're just a good guy all the way around. And, you know, blessings to you and all that you're doing. And we're going to keep in touch with you because I want to know what you're doing music-wise. And maybe we'll get you back on music and recovery, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. I've actually got my first show coming up in we saw rehearsal in June. So, yeah, I'd love to let you guys know more when more gets established as far as me being out here is concerned. And, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, make sure to tell the family I say hi and I send my love and all that.
Definitely will. You know, Chris was pretty excited that you were going to be on. We spoke with – he spoke to me last night. He's like, you're having Brian on? I'm like, yeah. So he was pretty happy with that. I think he's at work. I think he said he was going to try to sneak and listen to the show this morning. I told him, don't do that. So you can listen to it when you get home. So, all right, man. Well, listen, thank you so much for being on the show and being a part of Rockers in Recovery today. We'll definitely have you back, talk about your future stuff. And thank you for calling in from Minnesota. And stay warm up there, okay?
Yeah. Thanks so much, John. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Talk soon. Yeah.
All right. Much love.
All right, guys. There you go. Brian Garcia. Great guy. Just really down to earth and huge, huge support for me and my family when we got up here to Tallahassee when we made the move. So really cool guy. And of course, we talked about this at the beginning of the show. Can't find my way home, and I can get to today, be a different person, and I get to listen to music differently. And for me, can't find my way home isn't a thing that I have to worry about today, but it definitely, when I listen to the song, reminds me of where I used to be. So have a blessed day, and most importantly, if you're out there and you're struggling, there is hope. Listen, if I can do it, you can do it. If Brian can do it, you can do it. God bless you guys. We'll talk soon. And here you go, Can't Find My Way Home.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.